obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off for another day what you need to do right now, because another day is not promised to anyone. 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. And let's go back and see what we played on this last set we heard. Heather Headley with Power of the Cross. Tamela Mann with the Blood Medley. Jonathan Wilburn with Calvary's Cross. The Blackwood Brothers Quartet with Power in the Blood and Are You Washed in the Blood. And we concluded the set with Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray that you have come. And if so, please give me a call. Contact me by phone, 1-855-915-WMFO. Or write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Donnelly, VB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out here free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We just want you to continue to grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And you can testify like Lee Williams and the spiritual QCs, because of receiving the salvation gift of God, your whole life will be changed.
I found Jesus,
my whole life has changed.
Since I found Jesus,
my whole life has changed.
You know He
changed my walk,
my talk,
changed my talk,
my whole life
has changed.
Hear me sing,
yeah.
To my heart.
Change my heart.
I'm standing right here.
If you're wondering where all this great gospel music is coming from, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. And that was Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs and My Whole Life Has Changed. That's what happens when you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that sounded so nice, I'm going to go back and play that one twice. Come on, Lee.
best for a world of lost sinners once slain.
I will cherish
the old rugged cross till my
2 here on Sounds of Praise. And we just heard the Richard Smallwood Singers in Calvary. Before that, with J.C. White and TFT Choir with the Old Rugged Cross. And this is our theme, Pastor Marvin Sapp. Thank you for the cross. Just want to let you know that we haven't forgotten about our When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry because of our special Resurrection Sunday program. We're going to play this one more song, and then we'll go right into our When You Pray and When You Pray segment. And if you have a prayer request, still not too late to get it into us. Our phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians in our audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we have received before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636.
I'm grateful for the crown. You didn't have to do it, but you
did.
I'm mighty grateful.
You didn't have to die so that I could live.
Thank you for the cross. That's a good place right there to lift up your hands and worship and magnify the God of your salvation. You cared for me before I even came to be, knowing that I would need your grace. Jesus, you made a way. You took my place. You endured the cross despite the shame. You looked through time and saw me and said it was worth it. Sacrifice for me, it was worth it all. It was worth it all. Sing it, please.
Love came, love died.
Good God,
love paid the sacrifice for me.
He told me it was worth it all.
It was worth it all.
That's what he showed me over 2,000 years ago.
It was worth it all.
Love came,
love came,
love died. That's what he did.
Love paid
the sacrifice
for me.
He said it was worth it all.
It was worth it all.
Oh, it was worth it all.
It was worth it all.
But not only that, the
earth
shook. Heaven spoke.
Love took.
The keys and then he broke the chains. It was worth
it. It was worth it.
That's why I love him, Mary. That's why I love him. The earth.
Heaven spoke.
I heard it when it spoke.
Love took the keys and broke the chains.
Took the keys and broke.
place for me. Lord, I'm thankful. Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, I love you. Come on, open up your mouths and give God glory right now. If you're really grateful, if you're really thankful, help me give him praise and honor. He's so worthy for the cross, hey. For the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo.
Seven 30 here on Sounds of Praise. Like I said, we're going to go right into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get your prayer requests or your praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our audience to join in with me as we bring these prayer requests and praise reports before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. In the background, Bishop Joseph Garlington Jr. And this is Pass Me Not here on Sounds of Praise, the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry.
Gentle Savior, the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Call on him, call on him, call on him, call on him. Call on the name of the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Call on him, call on him, call on him, call on him. Enemy left and right all around me, fighting both day and night, never ceasing. But with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong. You say,
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the King.
Say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Not bad.
Okay, 7:41 here on Sounds of Praise. We're going to do just what the song said. We're going to call on the name of the Lord. On this Resurrection Sunday, we know he's going to work on the behalf of his people. We're praying for G. G, actually, we're praising God with G, who was praising God for his touch upon her body. G, who was praising God for his touch upon her body. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. She's had some problems with the MBTA ride, and we're praying that God's going to resolve that situation so she can get to church today and in the future that she'll be able to get there on time. And also that she's asking that God will continue to work in her life and deliver her from smoking. She has an eye operation coming up in the very near future, and she's praising God for how he's touched her back and giving her healing in that area as well. Michelle of Medford. We're praying for Elle. Elle has a new job, and we're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in her life as he opens this door of opportunity for her, Elle, who has a new job. Now we hear from Lee of Cambridge. She's asking us to pray for her church family, her family, and families all over. Truly, families are being under a tremendous attack, so we're praying that God's going to minister in the lives of her church family, her family, and families all over who are in need. Then there's Dee asking for God's touch on his body and strength to continue to do God's will. Dee looking for God's touch on his body and strength to be able to continue to do God's will. Let's look to God in prayer and in praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come praising and thanking you, Lord, because you're so good. We thank you for the meaning of resurrection and how it has impacted our lives, and how through our lives you want us to impact the world so that others might come to know you as personal Lord and Savior. So we commit this ministry into your hand, Lord, asking you that you will work powerfully in our lives, through our lives, and may many be touched, and many be blessed, and many be strengthened, and your name uplifted, glorified, and praised through all that you would have us to do this day, as well as in the days you have ahead for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And for G, who's praising you, Lord, for your touch upon her body, Father, we thank and praise you for how you've touched your servant. You're the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. Nothing is too hard for you. And so, therefore, we're praising and thanking you for how you worked thus far in the life of your servant and all the great and mighty things you're going to continue to do in her behalf so her life might be a greater blessing in the days which are ahead. Is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray you would resolve this situation with the MBTA, and praise you continue to work in her behalf, Lord, and may her life be a tremendous blessing in the days which are ahead, so that many might be won into the kingdom. Deliver her from smoking. We thank you for how you've touched her back. We pray, oh Lord, as she preparing for this eye surgery, that you will give the doctors wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And before that, may we recognize that you, through the stripes of Jesus, can attain healing even before the doctors are able to work. So we thank you in advance for all you've done and all you're going to do. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for Elle, who has a new job, Father, we thank you because you're the God of the open door. The door that you open, no man can shut. And the door that you shut, no man can open. So we pray, oh Lord, that you bless your servant so she might be able to go through the doors of blessing that you have for her. And may her life be a blessing as she goes through. And may many be blessed through her life and through her testimony. And lives be dramatically changed because all you're going to accomplish in and through the life of your servant. And we praise you in advance. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for Lee of Cambridge, who has recognized, Lord, that there's a great attack upon families, we're asking you, Lord, to minister in her behalf, for her church family, her personal family, and for families everywhere where the enemy is seeking to destroy. We pray you will provide healing, protection, blessing, provision, whatever is needed, Lord. You know all things, and so therefore, we're trusting that you're going to work powerfully in response to the prayer of our sister so that many might be born into the kingdom, many lives might be transformed, and bodies might be healed, and needs might be met. And most of all, your name uplifted, glorified, and praised is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If a D was asking for your touch on his body and strength to continue to do your will, Father, we pray you would take your servant in the hollow of your hand. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Deliver from every attack of the enemy and give him your wisdom. Give him your knowledge. Give him your understanding. And give him the anointing of the Holy Spirit so that yokes might be destroyed. He might be able to go forward to do the things you've called him to do. And may many call you blessed even in and through his life and through his testimony is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151. Medford, Mass. 02156. And we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And as soon as we receive your information, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests before God's throne. 7:48 here on Sounds of Praise. Hopefully you are enjoying this Resurrection Sunday program entitled Thank You for the Cross. And when you receive the benefits and blessings of God's salvation, he wants you to keep that blessing flowing because he's going to continue to bless you. Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir here on Sounds of Praise. And you, Lord, keep on blessing me.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way. And he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over,
over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over,
over and over again.
You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see, you gave me a tongue to talk. I wanna thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me. I can move.
Song is 14 years old. Found it out, dug it out this past year as I was filing away some music that I hadn't played in quite a while and needed to be filed away. It came up with Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir, and You Keep On Blessing Me. That's what he does. So, 7:55 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition, this Resurrection Sunday edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Hopefully you enjoyed the program. I really enjoyed bringing it to you today. And next Sunday we'll be back, Lord willing, with more new music, top hits of the year 2019. and some more of my all-time favorites. I played one today and got a few requests that we play it again. So here we go. We're going to go out with Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs. And since God has saved us, our whole life has changed. Hope to see you next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.
Let me tell you what you need to do.
Yes, change.